Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
The Star Wars Holiday Special. Those five words elicit sounds of disgust, nay, hatred, from many Star Wars fans. Like Jar Jar and Jackson the Rabbit, it's one of the few things in the world of Star Wars that people would love to forget and bury far, far away. A year after Star Wars: A New Hope was in theaters, the holiday special aired only once on CBS at 8 o'clock on November 17th, 1978. And for one night only, you saw a variety show featuring Chewbacca's Wookiee family, a singing Bea Arthur, a Boba Fett cartoon, and the original Star Wars cast putting on a brave face to make it through this odd mashup.
On the Star Wars Holiday Special.
It might have been nothing but a psychedelic dream if people hadn't recorded it on their VCRs and years later uploaded those bootleg versions to YouTube. Now, the Star Wars Holiday Special will never be forgotten, whether you love it or hate it. I think what most fans find troubling about the special is that the tone is completely different from anything else in the Star Wars universe. It is so far off into the outer rim, I have often wondered, what was going through people's minds while they were making this special? During production, did anyone else think that they were on a sinking ship covered in Wookiee fur? And are there any other Star Wars fans out there who, unironically, love the holiday special as much as I do? We'll answer these questions and more in this episode of The Jedi Beat. I'm your host, Jennifer Landa. Let it be known, I love the Star Wars holiday special. I will admit, half of the special is in the Wookiee language Shairook, but I personally think it's quirky, fun, and just ridiculously awesome. I also love me some Bea Arthur, so, you know, it fills me with delight to see her as Akmina the bartender arguing with the aliens in the cantina and then dancing with them while belting out a cabaret-style song.
Just one more dance, friend. Just one more chance, friend. One more.
If you haven't seen the Star Wars Holiday Special, you really should. You might need to throw back a couple Wookiee teenies to get through it, but it's definitely something that you have to see to believe. It's almost impossible for me to describe, but I will do my best, and here is the Cliff Notes version of the plot. Chewbacca and Han Solo are on their way to Chewie's home planet of Kashyyyk for a special Wookiee holiday called Life Day. The two plan on celebrating the holiday with Chewbacca's wife Mala, his son Lumpy, and his father Itchy. Chewie and Han are flying in the Millennium Falcon when they suddenly encounter two Imperial Star Destroyers of the Galactic Empire.
I know your family's waiting.
I know it's an important day.
When Darth Vader discovers that a rebel ship has been spotted in the area, he orders Imperial officers to find the rebels, even if it means searching every household in the system. Back home on Kashyyyk, the Imperials invade Chewbacca's household, hoping to find the rebel scum. Miraculously, Han and Chewie get back to Kashyyyk, fight off the stormtroopers at Chewbacca's home, and the Life Day celebration finally begins. If you look at just the overall plot of the holiday special, it really isn't that bad. And the action sequences between Han and Chewie and the Imperials are classic Star Wars, albeit on a television budget. Where the special seems to go off the rails a bit is what happens in between all those action-packed scenes. For starters, there are countless scenes of Wookiee dialogue, which wouldn't be so unbearable if there were subtitles. Unfortunately, there are not. So what you end up watching is scene upon scene of this. I've always been curious, so I actually sat through the entire special with my iPhone in hand, and I timed all of that Wookiee dialogue. Let me tell you, there were 27 minutes of grunts, growls, and silence with a lot of gesturing. It's funny because I remember the first time I watched the special and I kept waiting for, you know, subtitles to pop up or for Grandfather Itchy to suddenly speak with a British accent like Dr. Zaius in Planet of the Apes.
I hear you're planning another archaeological expedition.
Sadly, neither of those things happened, and basically what I did was just make up my own interpretation of what the Wookiees were saying. Whose brilliant idea was it to have so much Wookiee dialogue anyways? Why, it was none other than the maker himself, George Lucas. It was the summer of 1978, a little over a year since the original first Star Wars film had been released. Lucas was busy writing the sequel to his wildly successful space tale. The Empire Strikes Back wouldn't be released for another 2 years, so Lucas decided that a Star Wars holiday television special was a great way to maintain interest in the franchise. Here's one of the original television commercials.
Friday, blast off to a galaxy far, far away. It's the Star Wars Holiday Special, starring all your Star Wars favorites. Will Chewbacca?
The special would be broadcast on CBS the weekend before Thanksgiving. Back in those days, there were only 3 television networks, so the Star Wars Holiday Special had the potential of being a huge television event. Veteran producers Gary Smith and Dwight Hemian, who were known to make high-quality television specials, were hired to executive produce the Star Wars Holiday Special. Smith and Hemian were A-list producers, but that year they definitely had a full plate. In addition to the Star Wars Holiday Special, they produced 7 other television specials. So, they put together a production team of renowned producers, composers, and comedy writers like Bruce Valanche to bring the Star Wars Holiday Special to life. If you look at it on paper, it is a comedy variety dream team. And therein lies the conundrum. How does Star Wars fit into a genre that is known for song and dance and slapstick comedy? I'm not gonna lie, it's definitely not a seamless fit. But in the 1960s and 70s, variety shows like The Carol Burnett Show, Sonny and Cher, and The Donnie and Marie Show were staples of American television. I have never understood why George Lucas agreed to a variety show format in the first place. How could he have thought that this would ever work? I decided to call my friend Bonnie Burton to get some insight on the matter. You'll hear from her all throughout the show today. Bonnie is a writer and an author of several Star Wars books, including my personal favorite, the Star Wars Craft Book. She also worked at Lucasfilm for 10 years as their senior content editor and social media strategist, and she wrote an article for CNET titled In Defense of the Star Wars Holiday Special. So I asked Bonnie, what was George thinking?
George had nothing to do with it because he was working on Empire Strikes Back. So he left everything in the hands of Smith Hemian Productions. And these were the people that produced the Tony Awards. So that should give you some insight of why there's so many singing show parts of this. You know, so you had those musical numbers, and then you had these weird comedy bits, which was also, that's what variety shows were comedy bits. And if anyone listening to this who don't understand what a variety show is, but how it could be successful, all they have to do is watch The Muppet Show. Because The Muppet Show was also a perfect example in the 70s and early 80s of variety shows, where you get comedy, you have musical numbers, you have behind the scenes kind of like storylines, and you have celebrity guest stars. That's a perfect example.
The Muppet Show aired from 1976 to 1981 on television. And like Bonnie said, it was extremely successful. And just to prove how popular variety shows once were, Star Wars doubled down on the format and in 1980 did a special TV episode with, guess who? The Muppets.
Well, look, it's Luke Skywalker and C-3PO and R2-D2 from Star Wars. Oh, they'd make much better guests than Mr. McGonagall.
Going back to that summer of 78, the variety show format was a go for the Star Wars holiday special, but there was one glaring problem for the writers. The Wookiees. According to writer Bruce Valanche, everyone on the production team knew that they had a huge challenge with those walking carpets. In one of their early development meetings, Valanche questioned Lucas's idea of building the holiday special around furry characters who don't speak. As Valanche recalls, Lucas gave him an icy look. George was unwilling to compromise. I mean, after all, this was his vision, and Star Wars had been a massive hit the year before. It's become part of our culture now, but back then, there had never been a phenomenon like Star Wars. It basically created what we now know as a blockbuster movie, and it helped transform the toy industry as well. So Hollywood executives were desperate to appeal to young audiences, like Star Wars fans, but really had no clue as to what young people wanted to see. Cultural revolution had happened in the U.S. in the 1960s, and it led to an odd panic in Hollywood. Here's Valanche speaking at an Outfest event in 2014.
At the end of the 60s, the entire town got scared that they were old farts, and the Vietnam kind of galvanized them. The idea you were either, there was a generation gap, and nobody wanted to be on the wrong side of that because sponsors want to sell to young people because they want you. They want to instill habits. And since none of the people who ran the networks knew what young people really wanted, you'd go into offices and the suits would be wearing floral shirts and hookah necklaces, and they'd have bombs because they wanted to be connected with what young people were doing.
There's definitely a trippy aspect to the Star Wars holiday special. So I can just imagine some puka-shelled executive giving a note like, it needs to be more psychedelic for the kids, man. So what did young people actually want to watch?
As kids, we were just so starving for anything Star Wars that we'd watch anything with Star Wars characters in it. We'd watch anything with fake Star Wars characters in it. So
when did you actually first watch the special?
Oh, I watched it when it aired live.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I was around then. I was born in 72, so I saw it definitely on TV. And I was enthralled. Like, I was super enthralled. I had no idea what was going on, but I was so intrigued. And luckily, I taped it. I think the way I taped it was I just taped it with a cassette recorder, you know, all the way up next to the TV so I could replay it over and over like a radio drama. And so when I would like listen to them on cassette again, my friends and I would act out the different parts. Like, it was almost like lip sync miming improv theater. Like, that was just.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's what we did.
When the Star Wars Holiday Special finally began production, George Lucas's attention was on Hoth, but he had given the production team a 40-page Wookiee Bible that contained all sorts of information on the Wookiee lifestyle that he had created. Since variety shows were all about the guest stars, the Holiday Special was packed with them.
With special guest stars, Beatrice Arthur.
The guest stars also served as a way for the audience to understand what the Wookiees were saying. All of the guest stars, except for Princess Leia, would carry on full conversations with Mala, Itchy, and of course, Chewbacca. Which brings up one question. How do almost all of these characters know how to speak Wookiee?
I don't know if they teach Shyruk or, you know, what they call, you know, the Wookiee language. I don't know if they teach that in school. You don't really see schools either in Star Wars other than the Jedi Academy. So it's kind of like, well, did they get homeschooled this? Or is it like just everyone learns how to speak Wookiee at a young age? Or
right.
Is it just if you decide to be a smuggler, this is a good language to know? So when I would watch this as a kid, I would just make up dialogue. Like I would just, I remember, you know, parents or other kids would be like, what is he saying? And I'd be like, oh yeah, he's saying blah, blah, blah. I would just make it up. I had no idea. Because that's what you do as a kid. You just make believe. And, you know, it's not like the Wookiee language is an easy language to learn. I mean,
I gotta clap for those guest stars, because if you watch the special, you'll see that they're doing their best to make these long scenes in Shyruk work.
I brought you something special, short stuff.
You want it? You got it. Happy Life Day.
I love to make a Wookiee happy.
That was Art Carney as an electronic salesman. There was also Carol Burnett show regular, Harvey Korman, who appeared as an alien Julia Child with multiple arms.
Stir, whip, whip, whipster.
And Diane Carroll as a sexy hologram.
Oh, we are excited, aren't we?
You have Diane Carroll in those beautiful Bob Mackie, you know, outfits. And she's kind of like the granddad's. I don't know where to go with that, because if you watch it, you feel dirty because you're like, is this porn to him? But I think it was just kind of like the equivalent of burlesque. But she doesn't strip. It's just a very sensual song, right?
We can have a good time, can't we?
Oh,
sensual Wookiee burlesque. Like I said earlier, it's definitely something you have to see to believe. As for the main Star Wars cast, some people say they look visibly irritated that they had to be a part of this wacky production. I don't know. I think that everyone from Mark Hamill to Harrison Ford to even Carrie Fisher looked like they were trying to make the most of a very awkward situation. Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO, has less fond memories of the Star Wars holiday special. Here he is in an interview in 2011.
I was in it. I was there with the glowing globes and the Wookiees carrying them. Scary moment. They were treading on the little pea lights in the black velvet flooring. It was quite weird. Carrie singing a cappella, very strange. I think it was, what was it? Ewok free? No, they weren't invented. It was Wookiee Pride Day. I have the script at home. It's about that thick and a black and silver thing. And I opened it the other day and I closed it because it was so unbearable. It was pretty bad, actually. It's in the kind of black museum of crap, so I don't think it will ever escape. So buy a pirated copy of, because you ain't going to get it from Lucasfilm.
Actually, if Bonnie had had it her way, our holiday dreams may have come true.
When I worked at Lucasfilm, for the whole time I was there, every single time I was in any kind of DVD release meeting, and they said, what should we have as bonus material? I would always say, we should put the holiday special. And I would always get glared at. Like, it was always, it was always shot down. I may have been the only one at Lucasfilm that actually liked the special. I never met anyone else there that enjoyed it. So for me, it's part of history. It's part of your childhood, and exactly. You should embrace all of it. But for other people, it was like a dirty secret that you should just, you know, pretend never happened.
Well, it did happen. And on the night the Star Wars Holiday Special aired in 1978, it was seen by close to 13 million television households. Unfortunately, it still came in second in the ratings to a show that featured another dancing bartender, The Love Boat.
Love.
Now, I watch the Holiday Special every year because for some of us fans, Life Day has become an event that we look forward to celebrating. But even if you're not into the Holiday Special's kitschiness, according to Bonnie, watching it can actually serve a dual purpose.
If you're not in love with the Star Wars Holiday Special, that's okay, because you can at least use it to torment your friends like I do. And then when I went to work at Lucasfilm every year, I would have a screening of it, even though it was slightly taboo because George clearly did not like it.
Right.
I mean, there's that urban legend that he said if he had a hammer, he'd smash every copy, and I don't know if he actually said that or not. In the end, I'm pretty sure George still had to sign off on it. I mean, it's not like it was without his doing or saying. So,
do you think that they'll ever release it, like in any form?
I just say never say never, because for the longest time when I worked at Lucasfilm, I never thought we'd get new movies. I never thought we'd get our own Star Wars, you know, adventure park. I never thought there'd ever be a Star Wars Disneyland, you know, Disney cruise. I never thought any of these things. So right now, all the nevers I thought were set in stone, like the commandments, seem to have totally fallen by the wayside. And now we're getting all this great stuff. And so nowadays, when people ask me, you know, hey, do you think Lucasfilm will ever release the holiday special? I would say, they might. I know that we released the cartoon on one of the DVD releases. As far as the whole holiday special, I have no idea.
With all the new movies, books, TV shows, games, and comics happening in the Star Wars universe, I have to wonder if the holiday special will eventually just become a distant memory. Does a holiday special have a place in this new era of Star Wars?
I really, really hope that the next generation of directors and producers and screenwriters that are kind of tasked with finding new stories to tell in the Star Wars universe look at the holiday special and go, you know, there's some really cool ideas here. You know, there's some ideas of maybe we should do a Cantina TV series, or maybe we should look closer at everyday Wookiee life. And so when you look at the holiday special, there's so many great moments in Star Wars history that could be gleaned and mined for more ideas for the new stuff that I wish that more people would take it seriously and not just pretend it's like this, you know, dirty secret that no one's supposed to talk about.
If you've never seen the holiday special, or if you're willing to give it a second chance, I highly recommend doing so. And whether you watch the holiday special or the prequels or the upcoming Force Awakens, Bonnie recommends taking Edith Piaf's approach.
Edith Piaf has this great quote, the French singer, who had a very tragic life and a very tragic love life. She always told people when reporters asked her, you know, what did you learn from your life? She said, always love like your heart has never been broken. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's how Star Wars fans should be. It's like, you should always watch Star Wars with an open heart and not with like a hater, troll, bitter heart. You know, you should always watch new Star Wars as though you've never been disappointed by Star Wars.
When I hear Bonnie's words, it's like Max Rebo's music to my ears. Because honestly, I came into this exploration as a total supporter of the holiday special. But I know that a lot of you out there perhaps have more of a skeptical view. And I really only hope that we may have opened your eyes and perhaps your hearts and minds towards this unusual chapter in the history of Star Wars. But if you need more convincing, consider this last thought from Bonnie.
I feel like if trolls can learn anything from Star Wars, is don't turn into Anakin. You know, don't turn into Vader.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Let it go. Be Yoda. Be the crazy green guy in the swamp hitting people with sticks. Like that. I would rather be that.
Oh, my
God. I'd rather making horrible homemade stew alone in my home and be visited every once in a while by a Skywalker upstart than being angry and in charge of an entire army that, and I'm still have mom issues. Like, that's no way to live.
Oh my God.
Well, folks, that's going to do it for me today. I realize that the Star Wars holiday special is a very polarizing topic in our community. So I would love to hear what you guys think about it. If you've watched it, if you've never seen it before, you can tweet at me at Jennifer Landa with the hashtag JediBeat. Wookie hugs and many thanks to Bonnie Burton. You can find her on Twitter at BonnieGirl, G-R-R-L. She's also a regular contributor to CNET, Playboy, and SFX magazine. And last but not least, thanks to everyone out there who stuck with me on this, because this is my first solo podcast on the Force Center feed. And I gotta say, it was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to doing it more. Be sure to subscribe to the Force Center podcast on iTunes for more Star Wars goodness. You guys are awesome, and until next time, this has been the Jedi Beat.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.